Chapter 1. The Portrait. The droning in the sky grew louder, closer. Brent Wiles dropped his bag on the floating dock, reached up and shielded his eyes. He searched the fresh, clear blue above the limbs and branches along the river. Southwest Alaska's Naknek River.
"There it is!"
called out Don Michaels, standing next to him. Don gestured with a cylindrical fly rod case at a spot beneath the afternoon sun, between the trees and a spray of already near naked high brush. Brent spotted the float plane, its two pontoons glinting as it banked toward them. Then it disappeared behind the shadowy tree line. The drone becoming a roar quickened Brent's pulse. Suddenly it appeared out of the trees, skiing the river surface, its propeller spinning and flashing. Now the plane half turned toward them, its sheen jumping from the wings to the blue and silver fuselage. Brent strained to read the words.
"It's ours," he said. "Alaskan bushpackers."
The dock slightly jiggled from the impact of hurrying feet behind them. Brent turned, and over the fleeced collar of his sheepskin jacket, saw a smiling young woman approaching. She wore a backpack and carried a fly rod case in one hand and a large, heavily dangling pistol holster in the other. The roar silenced as the plane now glided towards them, Brent's anticipation mounting as the distance closed. With a pop, the door opened and the pilot stepped out onto the pontoon, waving toward them at the same time. The young woman smiled and said,
"Hello,"
as she quickly stepped past them while unslinging her backpack.
"Judge," said Don to Brent. "Man, I can taste those barbecuing salmon already. Sure beats sitting on the bench all day, right, old buddy?"
"No kidding. But we have to catch him first, you know,"
said Brent with a chuckle as he removed his jacket. The clean, warm air alive with the bouquet of early September greenery.
"But remember, don't be calling me Judge out in this country. To these folks, I just want to be plain old Brent, the state employee from Frisco. Makes for more relaxed, happy campers."
"Gotcha," said Don. "And I'm just a celebrity divorce lawyer who's networking for business no matter where. They'd never guess your occupation anyway. On the Supreme Court? Look more like a stuntman."
Brent gave a good-natured shake of his head.
"You know,"
Don continued,
"like the guy who drives the Trans Am all over the South with that sheriff chasing him? Too bad for the gag order, huh? They think I'm really important, being with you."
"Trying to bribe me with sophistry, huh? Not a compliment, but it's your sentence."
"One with 100 years of bench sitting to look forward to,"
said Don with a gleeful smile.
"Don't rub it in, pal. The offer was too good to refuse, despite your speculations."
"Either way, it's a benefit for us commoners," said Don.
The girl, now bending over in her tight jeans to untie the dock line, smiled at them through heavy strands of shiny black hair.
"Want to hand out your business card to her, too?"
said Brent, catching Don's line of sight.
"Do you see that?"
said Don.
"With that big gun and that backpack, she must be going into the bush, too. She's probably taking stuff to our guides."
I don't know. The way she toted that backpack, she must be a bounty hunter after your clients."
Brent smiled.
"I figured she's a waitress or works in the kitchen,"
said Don.
"I think I'll ask them if I can peel potatoes in the pantry with her."
"You're lucky the fall weather hasn't hit you, because those Eskimo cooks would have good reason to chop you for their dog teams."
The two sportsmen picked up their bags and ambled down the rocking dock to the plane. The pilot had just stuffed the girl's backpack into the rear compartment, and he turned and stepped off the plane's pontoon onto the dock.
"Hi,"
he said, extending his hand.
"I'm Pete Dante, and this here is Crystal Hill."
His open hand gesturing toward the girl.
"She'll be one of your guides." "Hi, I'm Brent Wiles,"
said the judge, hiding his surprise.
"And this here frog-faced guy is Don Michaels."
All four shook hands and laughed.
"You fellas ready for a good trip?"
Crystal said, her blue-violet eyes momentarily fusing with Brent's.
"You got that right,"
said Don, as he pulled a build cap down on his prematurely frosted sideburns. The pilot packed in their things, and Crystal motioned to Brent to take the back seat. She got in and sat next to him. In that brief instant, Brent noticed a modest gold wedding band on her right-hand finger.